Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you, sir, hanging out with me. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We'll follow you home with our newsletter if you want. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead, which includes a column that I wrote, my most recent column, a little thing I call Until Next Time, which is kind of a little bit more of a motivational type of piece, and book recommendation. Our new YouTube feature is in there. And the schedule for the upcoming week on the show. So check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Chester Elton is our guest. He is the author, the co-author, along with Adrian Gostick, of the new book, The Orange Revolution. And then you got a brand new book coming out next spring, and we're kind of previewing that, some of the ideas in the new book. Chester, remind us the title of the new book.
It's called All In, How All the In. Best Leaders Create a Culture of Belief and Deliver Big Results.
See, that's the way, when you say All In, I think of small business owners.
Absolutely.
We're all in, Chester.
Yeah. Well, and you have to be, because if you're not all in, who is? You know, there's not a lot of redundancy when you own your own business.
If you are a true entrepreneur, if you really, you know, we were talking, Kim Levine and I were talking earlier about this topic, and I said, you know, I don't even want to think about how many times I shouldn't have made it. And she said, yeah, how many times should I have just, you know, and I said, how many times should you have just packed up the tent and rode off into the sunset? And she said, wow, I don't even want to think about it. And so how do we get our employees to be that way too? And I call it, your topic is about belief. And I love what Napoleon said about this. He said, a soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon. And so now let's take your belief and your ideas on belief can we turn that into ownership? Because I'm trying to get my employees, I try to tell people, get your employees to own whatever it is they're doing, whatever their assignment is, own that assignment. Talk to us about that.
You bet. Well, here's the thing, you know, as we talk about these high performance cultures, we talked about, you know, engaging them, enabling them, and energizing them, what we were able to identify is there were actually seven attributes. And we kind of call it the culture wheel of things that were present. To your point, one of the important steps is you partner with your people. And that comes right into what you're talking about as far as ownership. If I'm working at a small business and I feel like I'm a partner in that business, ownership follows. So how do you do that? Well, you do it in a lot of ways. One of the best is that you listen to people. You know, you listen to your employees. You talk with them, not at them. You know, there are all kinds of employees that have great ideas in their pockets. How do you get them to pull them out of their pockets and give them to you to build your business? Now, cute story I came across. I was speaking at a conference out in Silicon Valley not too long ago. And the head of people development for Pixar was there. And, you know, we've all seen great Pixar movies and we have our favorites, right? Well, here's what they do there to instill this idea of ownership and partnership. Everybody at the company has the same title, which I think is really probably confusing. But it's they're filmmakers. Everybody's a filmmaker. Now, the message is we're going to partner with you. We want you involved in the making of the next film. Whether, you know, you're the receptionist, you're the night watchman, you're actually on the set, everybody shows up every day to make another great film. Mm-hmm. Now, here's what I love about what they do, and again, to your point of ownership. If you're a filmmaker, at the end of the movie, what do you get?
You get a credit.
So yeah. Every employee at Pixar at the end of every movie gets a credit. And then they did something I thought that was really cute. If you have a child that's born during the filming of the movie, that new child also gets a credit. And she was laughing. She said, you know, we've actually had three induced labors for people because they want to get. But you know, can you imagine the pride, watching Cars, you know, Part 2, and there's your name at the end? I mean, it flashes by, but it's there.
Right.
And that's ownership, right?
That's how you engender ownership, and that's one of the ways, but you also have to, you know, one of the things is this accomplishing ownership requires two people to do something. It requires the employee to accept ownership and to take ownership, but it also requires the owner, the manager, to release ownership, to give the ability to have ownership, right?
Right, and that's that part where you say, look, we're going to enable you to do your job, and part of that enablement is I give you an assignment and I let you run with it. Now, one of the other key steps is this also this idea of establishing clear accountability. I don't just give you the assignment and turn you loose, hopefully giving you the tools to do it, but we have conversations. We're checking back. You're updating me. I'm updating you. You know, if the deadline has changed, let's make sure everybody knows about that, or the parameters of the assignment, you know.
But also part of this, part of the belief, Chester, is belief in redemption, because you can't expect your people to have ownership if they don't believe that when something doesn't work out like we thought, that they don't get fired, they get redeemed by somebody saying, what did we learn? What do you think?
Right, and this is a very important point that you bring up. You know, just literally last Friday, I was out in Solon, Ohio, with a remarkable little company called Findaway World. They have the third largest digital library on the planet, and they do a lot of work with the U.S. military. You know, they download books onto proprietary MP3s and give them to soldiers so they can have some entertainment and so on when they're out there, you know, defending the country. But one of the things that they talk about, to your point, is we know we're going to fail. They talk about it openly.
Right.
And they say, look, let's fail fast, learn what we can, and go at it again. So to your point, I've got to be reassured that when I fail, it's not the end of my career.
There will be redemption, and somebody will say, instead of saying you're fired, somebody will say the most powerful words in management, as far as I'm concerned, and that's what did we learn. Tintail, right back with Chester Elton. He is the co-author of The Orange Revolution. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.